아바오는 나다바오는 지금이 낙지는로 이득고 아도고세 저거 올라게 그가마 노착다올로로 기빌레가 닥투 길이쪽다 건니 어디 양중알로 길이쪽다 건니 디그르니 디고스인만 길이장아만나 실릭포 아밋포 인내톡 저거 길이자가 닥투든 Kitagrak, Idirai, pun, Angular, Yamuna, Utita, Atung, Atung, Yaksakova, Atata, Amigre, Yame, Ayaminulu, Tutuk, Amirai, Sule, Ana, Daruma, Dayaglu, Nunaneglu, Tutu, Pinirablu, Sing, Pinakerlu, Imam Mani, Katima Yaksimara, Yanga, Tutumit, Nunaneg Tamit, Pinakura, talking here. Kan ulka atoni ukare ni kumile ki
Yo, would you tell me back here the question you brought up, if they were going to make orange skin, how did they do it? Did they take the alder and soak it along with the skin? Is that what made it red?
Yeah.
What did they put it in?
Alder bark. Alder bark. After they put that, the harder skin right over the skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spread it all over it and pour it right on, just like that.
The strips of the alder bark.
Yeah, they put it right inside.
Mm-hmm. And then folded it over
folded
so it was
over.
In contact.
Yeah.
Shaved alder bark.
And they put it away. You can try. You can do it yourself. Easy.
I'm sure. If I had some alder and some tuk-tu high,
lots
we'd be all
back,
right.
Lots of them back there.
Give me a gun.
There's no trouble out there. You should go ahead, go.
When my wife wanted to have that kind of color, he told me to go get alder. I went back there. When I wanted good coloring, I go in a hilltop on the side. Even short ones. I picked that up. There are lots of them around here, big long ones. He turned red, all right, but not red as this. Top one is grow a long time. That's more color to it. And I took it home. He put it in the house. Let him stay overnight. And he thought peeled that off.
Scrape it.
Yeah, scrape it with knife. And that peel off, it get together like this. It just like cut together. He never keep him off like this, you just scrape it like this. Just that part. Yeah, just that part. And then when he finishes, he just throw that one away and get another one. And then he cut it after he finished them and put a little bag, hang it up, let it dry. Put it away, sometimes he uses it right away when it's dry. And he put a little water in it. When he started to use it, he got skin to rub it in, or it in, any kind of skin. And he wanted color it. He put water in there, this dry one. He never used it while it's wet. He got no color at all. When he's dry, when you wet it, then that's the time he colored that all. Yeah. And he put some water in there, it's right now, a lot of the time I see her, he put some regular white people color, mix it a little more. But I do see my grandma and my mother, they just use it straight. They put water in there, and then I saw the water in that coloring, that part, and Then he sprayed it off his skin with water. He cut that part too in there, he, the whole thing, put it, sprayed it on the skin. And then he folded it, let him stay overnight like that. And then when he sprayed it off, it, all that water from that coloring, it soaks in. The skin got red. And he let him dry up. Then it's a more, and he put it on a muffler, and he made muffler. When you want to have mittens with coloring on it, he made mittens on it, do everything. That's the way my mother do, my wife.
All right, is there anything else we really should know about Tuktu before we leave? Maybe we come back, but maybe something else will bring us back. But what I was thinking was that we have so many people from upcountry. Maybe we should talk a little bit about hunting small mammals, siksik, rabbit, marten. And my question is, did you hunt the small mammals for food or for trade? Were you after food or fur? And then we have to ask the question also, if it was for trade, was it for trade first with Siberians and then with Nolome? I think we all accept that they came up here, Nolome came for fur and baling. But were you trading with Siberians long before that? Maybe for beaver, for land otter, for marten, mink?
Ipanigok, tutunin piyota, at lanik okoran lata mikiruranik.
Before we get away from alders, I'd like to mention, there's two kinds of alders.
All right.
There's one that have little black spots crossways. And there's another alder that has little black spots lengthways. This one with a cross black marks on it got more red than the other one. That's the kind of alders my wife let me get.
It's right.
Crossways, yeah. Crossways.
Now, how do you find the difference
between the two?
What?
Is there a difference in where they're growing, or is it a difference in kind of plant?
You can see black marks across ways.
Mm-hmm. It's two different kinds of plant.
It's right.
Two different species, probably.
Color is
primarily for fur?
Both.
Both. Now, what was the most important in trade? Beaver, mink, land otter, not rabbit. Nobody wants to trade rabbit.
Same price, some of them is more expensive for the right kind of jacket, dress jacket or warm jacket. I had a beaver skin party, it's handmade, I mean my home made it, nothing for traders in Fairbanks like David Green, but it's handmade. handmade. It's worth more than $1,000 if anybody wants it. Because I've seen my own eyes over there in David Green's, really expensive, the poor made too.
Mm-hmm. The skin dried by the among the coast people for oil, ogluk skin, raw hide. Those who catch in the sea, you see, they traded with them.
For up country for the small
fish. Oh, yeah. Take it home.
What I'm trying to get at, for example, did you ever catch sable? You know what sable is? You know the Eskimo word? From Russia. The very expensive, looks like a weasel. No? No? It's only a Russian bird.
Let me talk for a little while. I talk Eskimo. Don't
want honey cards be.
What in your own air at the Kama? At the Atera? At the Kame? Anda, Aksunaralu, Okolu, Atumaglu, Natilu, Amit, Aksunaralu, Naraka, Aflikoglu, Sule, Ilavit, Utipka Kahluit, Tanda, Panakiluit, Tavetu Nilam Nairuit, Tuvamiru, Tamatko simmikani tamatkunaga paloktalu pamestulu amit
Ya,
leave it off in there and show it out there.
Diagram up here. I guess what I'm really trying to find out is about the trade that went from Chungnak Kobuk to Kotzebue and then to Siberians and back again, and what it was that you were trading. And that's why I was getting at some of these other animals. Because it seems to me, or maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the value of the fur for the trade was more important than the meat from something like a squirrel. So this is the way it looks, as though trade from here. You had tuktu, you had caribou. No caribou in Siberia. You had muktuk, because the whale comes here and not very often goes here, isn't that right? Whale comes closest to the Alaskan side. So Point Hope people, Kivalina people, and Barrow people get whale. But over on the other side, not much whale. Even St. Lawrence Island gets walrus, but not many whale, right? Then, so you had oil, whale oil. You had beaver, which is not over here. And you had land otter, which is not over here. If I'm wrong, you stop me, but this is what we think. So these things were going like this line across to Siberia. And in return, you were getting back reindeer, which is black and white. And it was spotted, and that's what was used long ago for muckluck tops and parky bottoms. Now you make it of calfskin, but it was originally from Siberia as a very important trade item. You got tea, tobacco. This is why I was asking earlier about the glass beads. I think those old glass beads came long ago from Europe across Siberia into Alaska. And then I think also maybe the first metal knives came from that origin and not from Nalome on a whaling vessel 100 years ago. And then there's what we were trying to ask of a fur that does not exist here in Alaska, but is very, very elegant in Siberia, called sable. It's looks like a weasel, very much like a weasel. Only it's very dark brown, fur very thick, today very expensive. Now, if this is wrong, if anybody knows something that I've said that is wrong, please tell me.
I think they got whaled on at St. Lawrence Island.
Some.
Mm-hmm, some.
Not so many as Point Hope, though.
No, I don't think so.
They think they have more walrus. Walrus seem to go this side, and whale go this side.
The sable is the thing you were talking about. It looks like a mink or something like that.
It's like a mink, only it's better. Better wearing.
Well, I
more
never
rare.
Heard about that thing because I never know.
It's something I would think that Umelek's wife would wear.
Yeah.
Naluk minyak pintam na si Vic.
Chuk.
Sable, mikpirakal kangan.
Naluk niya. Udo, bubaga. Itaheru ke wakti lari kaedna. Chunao na bivao.
Eh, tapram tam.
Itaheru akti gino. Itaheru tam na kisheru kisheru magalara. Tuning a beauty regard.
Upin raksak man mi itirem mitko mapusit nyo guba.
Na brown no wakto upin nagraman upin masya katektib yun. Sige. I can't understand that. I never see that staple. Name is staple.
Is it the same color all the time, winter and summer?
Yeah. Dark brown. Mm-hmm. Almost black.
Almost black.
I don't think so. Mitkuligani, dark brown. Mitkuligani, taki rahuri, makinanga tirani, taki lahuri.
All I know is my grandpa bought from what you call the Siberian people. They always stopped close by us, my granddad. Two springs, two summers. Not together, but over one. Two, 3 years later, and they come again on my time. All they bring is tobacco, reindeer skin, wolverine, and wolf. They don't bring no uruk skin, seal oil. just that, I know. My granddad, he tried to bought beaver, land otter, whatever.
Martin?
They like beaver skin, those soft bear and beaver. And land otter. He drink them